Pickaxe Mountain, and the limits of maximum pressure. President Trump signaled that a strike on Pickaxe Mountain, Iran's major nuclear facility buried in the Zagros mountain range, is likely, has sharpened the strategic stakes of a confrontation already defined by 140 U.S. strikes on Iranian targets. Defense analysts note that some chambers of the facility are estimated to sit as far as 300 meters underground, a depth that exceeds the penetrating capability of most conventional bunker-busting munitions. The U.S. GBU-57 Massive Ordnance Penetrator is designed for deep hardened targets and can penetrate roughly 60 meters of reinforced concrete. But 300 meters presents a qualitatively different challenge, and whether any strike would neutralize Iran's nuclear capability or merely delay it by a few years remains genuinely contested. Trump separately claimed that Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei is 90% gone, an extraordinary assertion that has not been independently verified and which the Iranian government has not confirmed. Regional mediators, reportedly including Qatar and Oman, remain engaged in efforts to prevent full escalation. The U.S. ambassador's public characterization of Tehran's leadership as crazy has drawn attention as a rhetorical choice that effectively forecloses certain categories of negotiated off-ramp, since rational actors can negotiate while irrational ones, by definition, cannot be trusted at the table. The reported presence of Iranian drones in Cuba has added a Cold War-inflected dimension to the conflict. Iran's Shahed series drones, long-range, relatively inexpensive, and increasingly capable, have been exported to Russia for use in Ukraine, and any drone presence in the Western Hemisphere would represent asymmetric deterrence logic, forcing the American public to feel geographic proximity to a conflict it has thus far watched from a distance. Trump warned the U.S. would take care of the situation, though sourcing on the Cuba reports remains thin. A parallel accountability crisis is mounting on Capitol Hill. Democratic senators have given the Pentagon 1 week to release findings from a completed investigation into a U.S. missile strike that killed more than 175 people at an Iranian girls' school. The investigation is reportedly finished, but its findings have not been made public, a gap creating pressure even from some members broadly supportive of the military campaign. International law principles of distinction and proportionality require that strikes discriminate between military and civilian targets. A 175-person civilian death toll from a single strike carries substantial political and legal exposure, regardless of the intelligence that preceded it. Saudi Arabia's emergence as the top buyer in Taiwan's rapidly expanding drone industry illustrates how the Iran conflict is reshaping defense procurement across the broader Middle East. Taiwan's drone sector has grown on the back of lessons drawn from Ukraine, and Saudi Arabia, watching Iran's drone capabilities with alarm, is building a diversified supply chain independent of U.S. and European manufacturers. Taiwan is a surprising but strategically logical beneficiary of a war it is not fighting.